Hello.
Hello, my name is Carla, returning your call back from customer support. How may I help you?
Run back and slow down a little bit.
Hello, my name is Carla, returning your call back from customer support. How may I help you?
Is this the deal with a billing I got for two different numbers for I'm forgetting the name of it. Anyway, I got the signed up for the trial thing. Now all of a sudden I'm showing up. You got automatic renewal. I did not want an automatic renewal, and I want to cancel. It has not been credited to my account yet. It's still in pending. So can you cancel that thing for me?
Yes, sir. Can I please have your zip code so I can further assist you? May I please have your zip code so I can further assist you?
Zip code is 85208.
Thank you. And your name, please?
Larry Cofield.
And you said 85208.
Yes.
And that name again, please?
Larry Cofield, C-O-F-I-E-L-D.
Give me 1 second while I locate your account. Yes, sir. I'm still here. I'm just trying to locate your account. Give me 1 second.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I hate to apologize, but I have a hard time understanding you.
I'm trying to locate your account. Can you please give me 1 second?
Well, it was transferred over to Chandler something. I've got the computer going, so I can't, well, hell, let me hang on. I don't know what I'm doing. Yes?
Can you please repeat that? I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Well, anyway, I thought I'd do it this way, the easiest way. And since I can't, as soon as it's put in my account, I'm going to dispute it. So that's where I'm heading right now.
Yes, sir. Can I, because I'm having a hard time locating your account, so can I please have the first 6 digits of your card number?
Let me see if I can pull this thing up real quick. So, whoops. So I can give you a little more information here. I'm sorry, I'm old and senile, ahead of the game today.
It's okay.
I'm just about there. Hang on.
Yes, sir. Give me a second. Take your time.
Okay, what I have here, I don't have the account number. It was high balance.
Yes,
the billing is from high balance, which I pulled up, and it's not a bank, it's a loan place.
Yes,
one
sir.
One charge is $87.43. The other was $89.65. On September the 12th.
Yes, sir. Give me a wire. Let me see. And may I please have that zip code again?
I'm sorry?
May I please have your zip code again?
85208.
Thank you. Okay, here we go. And can you please verify the address for me?
7712 East Columbine Way, Mesa, Arizona, 85208.
Thank you. And I do see where the, let me go back. One second. And I do see where the, testosterone and their Viramex was ordered back on August the 25th for $659 and $749. And I do see the charges that you are speaking of, and it goes back to the trial that you began on August the 25th. And I do see where you paid the shipping and handling charges to begin the trial. Now, it does state in the terms and conditions that this is a 14-day trial where we ship you out a 30-day supply to try the product to see if it's something that's going to work for you. In the event you decide our product is not working for you or you wish not to continue with us anymore, you have to cancel within those 14 days to avoid being billed the full amount of that product, which was $89.65 and
$87.43. Okay, well, I think I may have the wrong account here, but whatever you got, I'd like to cancel anyway.
Yes, sir, I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Okay, well, I think we're talking about two different things here. One I'm talking about has already been filed as a dispute, and the other one hasn't been disputed yet. So I think maybe I'm talking to the wrong person here.
You're talking to the wrong.
So anyway, I thank you for your time and patience. We'll see what transpires here in a minute.
Yes, sir, but you're talking about the testosterone, am I correct? And about the billing on your account for $89.65, am I correct?
$89.65 is one, and the other is $87.43.
Yes, sir, and I see that right here in my screen that we charged $89. Yes, sir, we already charged you $89.65 and $87.43.
It's come in and still in the pending. It hasn't been added to my account yet. It's still pending. So, and I haven't received the stuff yet. So it should be easy to just cancel it and not ship it.
No, sir. We have already charged you.
It hasn't slipped
it,
back.
It went
it's still
through.
Pending.
Yes, sir.
It's
on there
pending
is
and
pending,
I haven't received the merchandise.
Yes, sir. I'm there and it's pending, but it already went through.
Well, I don't think we're going to come to an agreement here, so I'm just going to go ahead and dispute it with the bank and go that route. So you have a good day, and thanks for the callback.
Yes, sir. So I do understand that you are filing a dispute with your bank, but please allow me to explain the dispute process to you.
That's between me and my bank.
Sir?
That is between me and my bank. I'm going to stop this.
Yes, sir, but I was just going to explain the process to you, what happened during the dispute process. So if you don't mind me asking, when you went online to order this product, do you recall checking a box that asked you, were you 18 years or older?
I don't know what I did. I'm 87, so cut me some slack on that, but I think we're not going to get any. If you can't cancel it for me, then we have nothing to talk about.
Yes, sir. I can cancel out your account for you. And what I also can do is offer you a 35% refund back of your money due to these are valid charges on your account.
Well, if you can cancel my account, that's all I want.
Yes, sir. Give me one second. Yes, sir, give me one sec. I'm just canceling both of those accounts for you.
Okay. I thank you for that. I have not received the merchandise yet, and you have billed me, so if the merchandise is on its way, I'll go ahead and accept the charges for this first one, because I'll get the merchandise. But you canceled the account, so that's the end of it, right?
So give me 1 second so I can give you your cancellation code. One second. I'm still canceling out this other one for you. Yes, sir. So I did cancel out your account for you, and I can go ahead and give you your cancellation code. But with the charges on your account, they are not pending on our end due to it's already went through on our end. It's probably pending on your bank end, but what I can offer you is a 50% refund back of your money due to the charges are valid.
Okay, that sounds wonderful.
Can you say that again?
I said, thank you. That's wonderful.
Yes, sir. So you agree to the 50% refund back?
I thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes, so give me 1 second so I go ahead and get your refund started and give you your cancellation code, okay?
Okay. And again, thank you very much for your patience and putting up with me.
You're welcome. Give me 1 second. Yes, sir. I'm still here. Give me 1 second. I'm getting your refund updated, okay?
Sounds great. I appreciate that very much.
You're welcome.
And your name is?
Carla.
All right. And I thank you again. You've been very nice to talk to and do for me.
You're welcome. And would you like your cancellation code to let you know that your account has been canceled out with us?
Yeah, let me get a pencil.
Yes, sir. Give me 1 second.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Give me 1 second. I'm going to go back to it for you. So your cancellation code is C as in Charlie 247-3103.
310 what?
03.
03. Okay, that is 247-3103.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And I thank you again. You've been very helpful and nice to me.
You're welcome. And thank you for calling customer support. You have a nice day.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye.